Okay, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn Simin Taf Yud Zayin. This is page Resh Pei Aleph Amud Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. So the Shulchan Aruch talks about one topic, and the Mishnah Berurah brings up two other topics, such as don't appear in Shulchan Aruch. So this is an opportune place to bring these topics up. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Rosh Chodesh Mutar Basias Malacha, Va'anashim Shnagah Shlo Lasis Bo Malacha, Hum Minag Tov. One is permitted to do Malacha on Rosh Chodesh when women have a Minag, not to do malacha, that's a good minag. Says Ramav, if a minag lasos mixas malachos v'lo lasos ktsasan azin basar minag. And if the minag is to do some malachos and not other malachos, then you follow that minag. So first thing the Mishnah Berurah does before he gets into the topic that the Shulchan Aruch talks about is to talk about a different topic that the Shulchan Aruch does not talk about. So Sivkat Nalif, minag kadmonenu levarich esachodesh b'shabesh alvnei Rosh Chodesh chutz mivnei Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. There is an old minag to do birchas achodesh on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, with the exception of Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which of course is Rosh Hashanah. V'remez l'zah b'kesel yom chageinu, and the remez to that exception is b'kesel yom chageinu. In Shaar HaTzion, he points out that the real reason we don't have to be mevarich Chodesh Tishrei is because it's Rosh Hashanah, so no one needs a reminder that it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. V'yesh mekom eshein ogil levarich Rosh Chodesh Av mishum shu Chodesh Lepronius. There are places that have a minhag not to be mevarich Rosh Chodesh Av either, because it's such a sad and painful month. Ve'in birchas Rosh Chodesh ki kiddush haChodesh shayim ilafanim. He says, and don't make the mistake of thinking that birchas haChodesh is kiddush haChodesh. Kiddush haChodesh is when Edom would see the new moon and they would come and they would testify and then Bezin would declare that this is Rosh Chodesh. That is not what this is meant to be. This is not kiddush haChodesh. If everyone can mute themselves, please. Ela shemodim la'ola masa yachol Rosh Chodesh. This is simply to let everybody know when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. V'yizaru that people can be careful about observing the halachos of Rosh Chodesh. Right? How many times do you, you tell your wife, oh, by the way, today was Rosh Chodesh. Why didn't you tell me? I didn't say halal this morning. I didn't say yalav yavo. Meaning, it's important to know so that you'll say the right things in davening. You'll do all the proper halachos. And even though it's not kiddush haChodesh, we do certain things that are similar to kiddush haChodesh. We declare exactly what day it's going to be. We stand up. Happens to be there's a minhag that we hold the Sefer Torah as well. There are various explanations of that minhag. So that is topic number one. Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about it, but the Mishnah Berurah does. Now the Mishnah Berurah comments on the actual topic of the Shulchan Aruch. V'anashim shenogos avalim nagu anashim ein ze minhag klali. He says if you find a place where the minhag is that men don't do malach on Rosh Chodesh, it's an erroneous minhag. There's no such minhag. Hu minhag tov, for women not to do malach is a good minhag. Why? They receive Rosh Chodesh as a Yom Tov because they did not participate in the Egel. There are other reasons as well, and then he tells you to look in the Bir Halacha. You don't have to look, but the Bir Halacha discusses whether this is a Chumrah for women or a Kula for women. Meaning, are we saying that if a woman feels like it and she feels like she could use an extra Yom Tov, so then she refrains from Malacha and Yom Tov? Or are we saying, no, this is something that if this is the minhag in your place, women are bound by this, like it or not, that they have to do it. So that's a suffix that the Bir Halacha raises. So Azlinan Basar Minhag, we follow the minhag, says the Rama, even if they do some malachos and not others, because that's obviously how they were makabel the minhag. But if you know that in that makom they were makabel just stam not to do malacha, then ain lahak lam lahakal b'shum malacha, then they shouldn't do any malacha. They shouldn't, split and do some yes, some no. Vayin bir halacha. Im hay Rosh Chodesh shnei yamim. If there are 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, yesh deos b'poskim. So then there's a disagreement in the poskim. Yesh akas v'dishrich l'nios b'teilin shnei yamim l'achtam. Some say that they're supposed to refrain from halacha for 2 days. V'yesh akas v'dizat toli b'minag ha-makom. Whereas others say it depends on minag ha-makom. V'chein mashma mi'pri megadim. U'mikol makom af l'dei azu. Even the opinion that says it depends on minag ha-makom, ein lahem l'ha if they're going to be Mekel and do Malacha on one of the days, let it be the first day, because the first day is not really Rosh Chodesh. The second day of a 2-day Rosh Chodesh is actually the first day of the month, so that should be the day that they refrain from Malacha. And now we move on to the third topic of this Simin, and this one is not brought up by the Shulchan Aruch, so the Mishnah Berurah chooses to talk about it here. Yesh anogin lis anos Erev Rosh Chodesh. There are those that are knowing to fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh, v'tov The very first time a person chooses to do this, you should make it very clear that you're taking this Bali Neder, because there may come a time where you're unable to do it. So you don't want the Neder hanging on your consciousness. And if you're going to fast, you should fast the whole day. However, there are different practices, and you have to know how strong you are and what your constitution is, whether you can handle a full fast. If they're making a whole tiny sibur and they're going to read the special Kriyas HaTorah and they're counting on you to be with them, then you really got to treat it like a fast day. And that's even if it's on a Friday. And part of this fast day idea is that there are those that are nohig to have Yom Kippur Katan on special tefillos on Erev Rosh Chodesh. Why would we call it Yom Kippur Katan? It's based on what the Pri Chodesh writes. Ramam Kordevero Zala Yikori also Kippur Katan Lefi Shabbos Mechaper Mavonos Shel Kol HaChodesh. That on Erev Rosh Chodesh is the time to be Mechaper for the Averos of the entire previous month. Because Rosh Chodesh is, and the Seer of Rosh Chodesh is a kapara for the entire previous month. So to prepare for that, on Erev Rosh Chodesh, we do Yom Kippur Katan. That Toldosim is a reference to the months. That the Olas Rosh Chodesh is for that which happened on the days of the month. Ad Kan Lashon HaPri Chodesh. That's how the Pri Chodesh presents it. Magen Avram says the best time to do that is to say these extra slichos is before mincha. Where they say divrei kibushim, so that should also be said prior to mincha. But our minhag is to do it after mincha. And what if Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday? So Rosh Chodesh is on the Shabbos. So when do you fast? So you fast on Thursday. If Erev Rosh Chodesh is on a Friday, those who say slichos should fast on Thursday. But if you don't do slichos, you just fast, then you could fast on Friday. As far as being mashlim the fast, we already discussed this back in Simon Reish Mem Tes. The Shut Menachem Azariah writes, Misha Masana be'erev Rosh Chodesh tzorich lemaher besudas halay l'sheikonis bo kshuma una. If you did fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh, so you should try to get to the meal right away, because you don't want to go into a holy day, which Rosh Chodesh is, when you're starving. V'ayinu shlo lisho sachrit tesa kochavim. I mean, you don't want to be experiencing Rosh Chodesh as you're very hungry. So as soon as Rosh Chodesh starts, start eating. Aval kol panim tzorich lahashim l'misha noikin. But you do need to complete the fast if that's your minhag. V'ayinu magen Avram shevi od minhagim acherim b'zeh b'shem shut menachem azari v'siyato. And the magen Avram quotes other minhagim u'misayim. And he says, shekolach l'fi minhago b'zeh b'inyan atayinus. Ein l'shenos alohak alat sheyatiru lo nidro. That everyone should follow their minhagim, and if they're going to change their minhagim, they need to be matir neder if they're going to, if they're going to not keep anything. Kosva svarim, the svarim right, the afmi she'enu mesana, that even if you're not going to fast, mikol makom yira lasus tshuva biyom zeh. This is for all of us. We should all do tshuva on Erev Rosh Chodesh. Ulesakines asher ives b'chol ha'chodesh, and try to fix all that we've messed up in the previous month. It's always a good idea. Take the opportunity to do a cheshbon ha'nefesh me'achar shu yom achron shel kol ha'chodesh, because it's the last day of the month. Kamo Erev Rosh Hashanah mikol ha'shanah, similar to the type of cheshbon ha'nefesh that one does on the last day of the year on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Va'az b'vaday yeh lo yom ha'chodesh man kapar l'chol todosav. And that's always the ikar. When it comes to any fast, that's the ikar. The ikar is the tshuva, and that will in fact be a kapara for all that happened during that month. So to summarize what we learned today, first we said that we are mevarich the chodesh on the Shabbos prior to Rosh Chodesh, except for Tishrei, and in some places Av as well, but it's not a form of kiddush HaChodesh, it's simply to let people know that Rosh Chodesh is coming and they should be careful about its halachos. Then we said that since women didn't participate in the Egel, there is a good minhag for women to refrain from melacha, or at least some melachos on Rosh Chodesh, and then we said that some people fast and do a Seder Yom Kippur Katan on Erev Rosh Chodesh, but regardless of whether you fast and do Seder Yom Kippur Katan, everybody should do tshuva on Erev Rosh Chodesh, and that will be mechaper for all the averos of the previous Chodesh. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we will continue with beginning of Simin Taf Yud Ches. Everyone have a wonderful evening.